The countdown is on for the 2024 NFL Draft, presented by Bud Light, live from Detroit, and you can attend in person for free.
Welcome to the NFL Draft.
See the next NFL stars and experience the ultimate NFL Fan Festival, featuring live concerts, interactive games, player autographs, and more. The NFL Draft, presented by Bud Light, April 25th through 27th. Visit NFL.com/draft access to register for free entry today.
When you have sports mixed with your pop culture, along with humor and celebrity interviews, your earbuds are enjoying the Rich Eisen Show.
Kevin Millar, we're all paying rent in Ohtani's world, right?
And the Dodgers world. Game is healthy. Game is good. And, you know, I get asked a lot, is that good for baseball? Yeah, it's good for baseball. This is definitely the team to beat, because that should be your next question, Richie, is this World Series a bust for the Dodgers and Dave Roberts?
Hell yeah.
Search for the Rich Eisen Show on YouTube or wherever you listen.
The Rolling Stone Music Now podcast gets inside the biggest stories with Rolling Stone's senior writer, Brian Hyatt.
Now, here is my conversation with Jacob Knoll. Your story is an amazing one, and obviously you lost your dad when you're only 1 year old.
It was definitely a screwy way to grow up. I think that a lot of people never heard of who I am, and then they see me join this band, and they must think this kid must have just handed everything, or nepotism kid. It's a gift that I have an opportunity to sing in such a big band like my father and my uncle's band, Sublime.
Rolling Stone Music Now, wherever you listen.
Former Navy SEAL Sean Ryan shares real stories from real people from all walks of life on The Sean Ryan Show.
Comedian John Crist.
How long have you been in Nashville?
Let's see, 2018 is when I moved here. I lived in an apartment. I didn't know anything about it. I lived in L.A.
You were living in L.A.? How was that?
Yeah. Well, let's see. Good for my career. Sent me to rehab, though. So that's pretty much the sum of it.
The Sean Ryan Show on YouTube or wherever you listen.
Ah, it is a beautiful morning across central Alabama. We've got that bright sunshine out there. The clouds are gone. The rain is gone. It is Thursday, January 26, 2023, and we've got this today as far as the forecast. A high of about 55. It'll be nice tomorrow and on Saturday, and we'll get some rain in here on Sunday, but all in all, it looks spectacular.
It looks going to be okay. It's, you know, it's still January/February. Don't get too excited here. Calm down, Valerie.
I know. I just, you look out the window and you're like, oh, it's a nice spring day. Yeah. Look out there. And then you step out and you're like, ah, where's my jacket? Need a little jacket.
Who turned on the cold?
Hello.
Make it stop.
Mm-hmm. Lots going on today. Congratulations to Amanda winning those Stevie Nicks tickets. Stevie Nicks in concert on April the 5th at Legacy Arena. Those tickets will go on sale tomorrow morning at 10 o'clock. If you don't get through with us this week to win those, and yes, we have another pair that we're going to give away tomorrow, Richard says with a very, very tough question.
It's going to be so hard.
Be prepared.
Going back over the texts, I see that not only did Amanda text us the correct answer, but then while we were trying to figure out exactly who texted us the first answer
correctly.
She
said, me.
Yeah, she said, pick me. Texted us, pick me. You're like, okay, you got too much time on
your She's quick on the draw. That's what
I like that.
I do, too.
That's a good thing, and she's obviously a big Stevie Nicks fan, so she will be enjoying that concert. Well, don't forget we got World of Wheels tickets.
World of Wheels, and this is a simple thing. If you don't have time right this second because you're driving, but you can text us the word wheels. And
wheels!
We do need a first name, please, and just the city you live in.
Right.
So we can call you something other than you. Hey, you.
Winner.
Or winner. Yeah. Just give us, when you text in wheels, 545-9950, give us a first name and, you know, city you live in. That helps us out a lot.
City of origin.
And then you'll be registered to win a family four-pack of tickets. The World of Wheels is coming up February 3rd, 4th, and 5th. It's Friday, Saturday, Sunday. We'll be down there on the 3rd. AJ, in person, will be there. And we're going to have a lot of fun. Then you'll be qualified also to win a grand prize to meet a race car driver.
Race car driver? Or one
his
particular?
Name is, it's over there. You can probably see it better than me.
I last can't. Line. I'm really bad
the
at
very
reading.
Last line.
Steve Saleen.
Steve Saleen. Thank you. I couldn't remember.
You can read that from there?
Read it right here.
Oh, okay. He's got his own copy.
I got my own copy.
I'm like, him the same
man,
thing.
You're tearing up the last line of that eye chart, aren't you?
Steve Saleen.
It's great glasses.
Jimmy Walker will be there. Those that remember the show from years ago. Yeah, the Dynamite guy.
Jimmy J.J. Dynamite Walker. You know, people forget Janet Jackson got her start on that show as well.
Did she?
Yeah.
It was that.
She was, I was watching So I don't know who did this, but they put together an opening of just a variety of Love Boats. Like, remember when the guest stars would pop up and they'd be like in the little life preserver in the middle?
Mm-hmm.
And it would be like Richard Dean Anderson. And they ran through this litany of guest stars who had popped up. I did not recall how many really big name people were. Joan Collins, Tom Hanks popped up on the Love Boat. Leslie Nielsen was there.
They grabbed everybody.
You're kind of like,
eventually.
That must have been a pretty easy paycheck.
Yeah, I'm sure it was. But, you know, the stars that they got, it was pretty phenomenal. It's like, who's going to be the guest this week? You rub your hands together. Ooh.
The Love Boat. My sister's absolute favorite show, which meant I had to hate it and tried to avoid
and did
it
you
whenever
hate
possible.
It? Uh-huh. Yeah. Not
of
a fan
I
of the
did.
Love Boat.
I was
it was kind of goofy.
I was a Fantasy Island guy all the way.
Speaking of getting guest stars.
The plane! Yeah. The plane!
Exactly.
Boss, the plane!
Mr. Rourke, welcome to Fantasy Island.
You're like, whoa, hello.
Hey.
Mr.
Maybe you were that way.
I was between the accent and the, you know, the
and
dark
the rich Corinthian
olive skin. It was like,
yeah,
you know, in the day he was handsome.
There was I watched it because there was always a chance that Adrian Barbeau was going to be a guest.
You waited,
Fantasy.
You
never
waited
could tell.
And waited.
Adrian Barbeau in a swimsuit was reason enough to stick around. That's what I say. We talked about a lot of stuff in the last couple of hours, not the least of which is people losing their minds at Google because there's been mass layoffs there. You know, it's the reality of the situation that's happening at Amazon. It's happening at, what's the other
a
place?
A lot of the big companies are doing this.
Tech companies are having
Microsoft, I think that they just recently did a big thing about they're going to do layoffs.
The whole Bing group is gone. They just were like, nobody uses this. Just you can all go home now. But, you know, now the remaining Google employees, we need psychological safety. We have to have psychological safety.
Or you can get into the real world.
Oh, my God.
Jump into reality because you're not living in reality if you need psychological safety spaces.
The reality of working in the real world, in the capitalist society, which is the only one that really works. I mean, there's a reason why America is better and richer and stronger and freer than any other country on the face of the earth.
Mm-hmm.
It's because we are a capitalist free market society and a representative republic.
Right. And there
those two things.
And there are winners. There are winners and losers in capitalism.
Don't be a loser.
You don't want to be a loser, but it gives you the incentive and motivation to be a winner when you talk about capitalism.
Mm-hmm.
Because there are people that aren't successful trying to do what they do, and it weeds out those that shouldn't be doing what they're doing. They can go do something else.
Exactly.
Capitalism works that way. There are always winners and losers in life, and these guys at Google don't believe that there's winners and losers in life.
Oh, no. I deserve this job. I should have this job forever, and it's unfair of you to even be talking about it. Doesn't work that way. It doesn't work that way.
No, they want everybody to be a winner. Everybody's a winner. We're all in this together.
But there's a
delicate
balance. There's a delicate balance that people don't talk about in a capitalist society. That balance is you want to make yourself needed and necessary, but you cannot make yourself irreplaceable. Because if you make yourself irreplaceable, it means you also can't be promoted. And be like, oh, we can't promote.
He's stuck
Phil.
In that position. Phil,
yeah,
Phil does those
Phil
that,
does
that thing
too
over
good.
There that's so good.
Better than anybody else. And if we move him up to the next level, we'll never find someone who will do Phil's job as well as Phil. So we're going to keep Phil right there. And Phil ends up stuck in that
now,
middle management
Phil
position
really
for
likes,
the rest of his life.
If Phil really likes what he's doing and he's making good money and he's happy, then he's in a good situation.
Sure.
But 9 times out of 10... you want to be able to, you know, go up the chain or the ladder.
And there are folks like that. There are people who are like, I am fine with where I am. I talked to a business owner not that long ago, and I said, you know, you used to advertise with us on Talk 99. I said, you ought to come back over. And he goes, you know what? I'm really happy with the size of my business. I'm happy with the amount of work we're doing. If I was going to do more, I would have to, A, expand the building. Do you have any idea how expensive that is? B, hire more people. Got to find good ones. That's a pain. And he goes, you know, I'm doing great. I've got the money that I want. My family's doing great. When I am too old, I'm going to pass this on to my son. It's the right size. It's everything I want. And that is so anti the way most people, we have to grow or die, grow or die. It's like, no, you don't necessarily have to grow or die. But if you are going to decide that you're going to maintain that, then you have to stay at that level.
Mm-hmm.
You can't let it slip. You can't start phoning it in, so to speak. You know,
That was my brain or yours?
That was my harp.
Oh.
I'm sorry. I slipped and fell on the harp.
Anyway. Here, let me help you up, Richard.
Thank you. I appreciate that.
Tripped right over it.
Yeah.
Here, old man, let me help you up.
And there's nothing wrong. Look, there are people out there who are perfectly happy. You know, there's a work to live or live to work.
Yeah, which, you know, yeah, it's got to be one or the other.
I'm a live to work guy. I mean, I adore my career, and everything I do is built around it. And I told SHG very early on, I said, you ever say it's me or the job, you're going to lose that.
Yeah.
You're going to lose that battle. I told my ex-wife that, too. Guess what? She lost that battle, okay? So it's, you know, this is my career. This is what I love to do. But then there are people who are like, I don't love my job. I do it so I can make money, so that I can go do the things that I do love.
Mm-hmm.
I like to climb rocks. I like to ride bikes. I like four-wheeling, whatever it may be. You know, I do the job so I can make the money, so I can buy the equipment, so I can do the stuff that I love during the time when I'm not at work. Okay, that's a perfectly acceptable way to live. That's fine.
Yeah, and I think people do. It's a lot of times it's one or the other. That's how it works.
And when you talk about winners or losers, the important thing to understand is you're only a loser if you quit.
Mm-hmm.
You can lose once, you can lose twice, you can lose three times, you can lose four times, you can lose a dozen times. That 13th time, if you succeed, but you got to get up 13 times. If you fall 12, you got to get up 13. Yeah. It's just the way it is.
And we've learned that through, and other people that are listening too, with jobs that you've had where one was successful, you moved to something else, and you end up, you know, shining. I mean, you end up taking off.
Yeah.
And sometimes that's what it takes. And getting out of that, you know, that one little place that you're in, growing is not a bad thing.
When Willoughby and I got fired down in Orlando because we were working for the absolute worst broadcast company on the face of the planet, who had no idea how to run a morning show, would not let us, hired us and then wouldn't let us do our jobs.
Oh, that's...
Can you imagine how...
Tie your hands behind your back. Here, this is what we want you to do, bud. We're going to do this.
The frustration level was massive. And that was in 2000, that was the very end of 2008, and I thought, where the hell am I going to be in 15 years? I mean, 10 years, 15 years from now, what am I looking at? Because when you get fired, you have to look that way. You have to say, I can't, you know, tomorrow is one thing. 15 years is sort of the goal, like you'd like to be doing better. And where's he going to be in 15 years? 15 years later, he is in charge of the very successful Black Jacket Symphony, which tours the country playing albums start to finish with some of the greatest musicians, literally, that this country has to offer that you probably don't know. But Buck Johnson, who plays with Aerosmith, started with him, okay? Mm-hmm. Huge number of people who've gone on to great things, and many, many fabulous musicians, and they've entertained people all over this great land of ours, and especially in the Birmingham metro area. I am doing this, which is my dream job, basically, talk radio in the city that I love more than any other. So, yeah, all right, you know what? Got knocked down.
Got back up again.
Mm-hmm. Got back up again. You know what I didn't do? Complain to anybody about psychological safety.
Oh, it would not work in radio very well, Richard. Psychological safety.
When they stopped laughing.
Here's a brown box. You take your psychological safety right on down Homewood, down Bagby Drive, and across Valleydale Road.
When they were done laughing, they would probably, yeah, mm-hmm, that's how that would go.
Right.
The Alabama Men's Clinic would like to help you if you are failing. They can lend a hand with your ED or your low T, because that's what they do. It's nice to have a specialist. You know, everybody seems to specialize nowadays. And having somebody who specializes in those men's ailments is a really big thing, especially right here in the Birmingham metro area, because they are in Birmingham. So when you're suffering from low T, and that could be you get the low energy, you're draggy, you know, you're having trouble getting your act together, you're not taking the weight off even though you're dieting, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. You can go and you can get tested, and if it's medically necessary, they can treat you in the office that day, and you can start feeling better almost immediately. Within the couple of weeks, anyway. ED, same thing. They can test you, and actually, they can treat you that day in the office just to make sure that the treatment works. You'd be amazed. There's a variety of treatments for either of these two ailments. There is no reason in the world for you to wait another minute if you're suffering from either of them. 598-7000 is the telephone number. 598-7000. AlabamaMensClinic.com online. We'll take a look at what's happening out there in the real world when we come back.
Talk 99.5, talk99.5.com. You are listening to the Dixon and Vining Show on a nice-looking Thursday morning. Thank you so much for being with us. This is a good time of the year to rejuvenate your skin if you are seeing some fine lines around your mouth or your eyes. Maybe your neck, you're seeing some wrinkles there and you want to do something different. Do it. Just do it. Pick up the phone and call Core Plastic Surgery today at 205-397-2100. Dr. Grady Core has his own on-site surgery center, and it is a beautiful facility that meets the gold standard of patient care and safety. And you'll get the privacy that you want and deserve as well. Things like facelift, breast enhancement, mommy makeovers, tummy tucks, derma fillers, body sculpting, whatever it is, it is available to you at Core Plastic Surgery. Guys, if you're dealing with hair loss or hair thinning or your hairline is receding, right now pick up the phone because they have a unique thing called Artist Robotic Hair Transplantation System, and it'll use your own hair to give you that natural look. So schedule that appointment today, coreandassociates.com, or call them 205-397-2100.
Dixon and Vining's. And now it's Dixon and Vining's top three things you need to know today.
Well, it looks like Russia got the word that tanks are on the way to Ukraine after further strikes from them on the capital city of Kyiv. Germany is set to send 14 tanks, and they said they could send up to 80 tanks. The U.S. says now it will send 30 of those Abrams M1 tanks. Ukrainian missile defense systems apparently struck down about 15 of those missiles. So Russia's turning it back up, yeah. And they need those tanks, and they need them quick.
I understand that these Abrams tanks are a little bit complex. They're difficult to handle and maneuver, and so these guys are going to need some training.
No doubt.
Guess who's going to be training them?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, Americans who have driven the Abrams M1 tank. So now we are getting more involved. Remember when we just sent advisors to Vietnam? You might be a little too young for that, kids. But they, advisors. We're just sending advisors. Next thing you know, we're mired in a quagmire for years to come.
Need to be careful. We are slow stepping this role. It's one thing to give them the monetary things that they need. Now we're doing tanks. Now we're talking about training.
Well,
come on.
We've been sending weapons for a while. I find it interesting that there was a time early on when we would send them some stuff and Russia would be like, watch out, you're getting too involved in this. And we go, oh, yeah, okay, sorry. And now here we are almost a year into it and we send them tanks and Russia's like, watch out, you're getting really in. And we're like, you can't even beat Ukraine.
No.
I'm sorry, we team up with them, you're toast. You should probably be terrified of either Germany or the United States or anybody else getting involved in this battle. You can't handle Ukraine.
No, and help is on the way. This is an interesting development on a story involving former state representative Perry Hooper Jr. If you remember back last summer, he was arrested after dining at Ravella Restaurant downtown Montgomery. He was charged with first-degree sexual abuse and felony after apparently he approached the hostess at the restaurant and grabbed her very inappropriately. Hooper Jr. was indicted by the Montgomery grand jury. The victim asked for a public apology, and he gave that public apology, and the lawsuit kind of went away. Now, here's the interesting part of this. Not only did he apologize, but now he has decided to sue.
He's suing.
The police chief and others involved in this. What needs to come out is the video. Apparently there's video or something that they've got video-wise that might clear this up. So they need to, let's see what's on the video and make the determination about whether he did this or not. But he did. He put out a whole statement apologizing, said that his behavior was inappropriate, et cetera, et cetera.
So let's,
what is it?
Let's take a look at the video.
Here it is.
Let's go to the video.
Yep. And finally, it is exciting and once again providing, more confirmation that we've got some dynamite restaurants and we've got some really great chefs in our area.
Oh, yeah.
Here's the deal. We've got three semifinals for the James Beard Awards. We've got two restaurants and a chef, and we'll see where this goes. But in years past, we've had plenty of guys win this. I think the most recent one may have been last year or the year, but I think it was last year, Automatic Seafood and Oysters, which is in downtown Birmingham. Yep. I've eaten there. Fantastic food, fantastic service.
Now the guy who's so up good for Best Southern Chef this year lost to that guy last year.
Right.
This is the dude that's over at Johnny's in Homewood. And if you haven't eaten there, you're missing out because, ooh, that place is good.
So, yeah, this is exciting. Pizza Grace is one of the restaurants, and Bottega On the south side is another one that's been around for quite some time, and they've always served up really good food there, too. So two restaurants and a chef. This is good stuff.
I want to go to Pizza Grace, just because if it's got pizza in the name, I'm there.
And you get grace for eating it?
I don't know. I think you have to say grace
over it.
The blessing!
We need reminders, right?
J&K Excavation in Halling would like to remind you that your driveway sucks. Your dirt, mud, slash gravel drive or parking area can be paved over with asphalt and improved exponentially. All you really need do is, give them a call at 983-2001. They'll come by, give you a free estimate. J&K Excavation and Hauling also does site prep. They deliver all kinds of landscaping material, chert and dirt and all kinds of gravel and things of that nature if that's what you need. But the paving is a really big deal, and it'll really improve the value of your property. So make the call. 983-2001, J&K Excavation and Hauling. J&K Excavation and Hauling. You can also find them on the Facebook.
Well, the well went dry and the cow did too.
8:32. Talk 99.5, talk99.5.com. You know what's great, really, about technology and time moving forward is that there's always something new, something unique, something interesting happening. Like, I heard a new pickup line the other day.
A pickup line,
I no longer, of
you
course.
You don't need a pickup line,
I'm in the business
you?
Of picking up women. Thank you very much. I'm good
you
to go.
You have SHG.
I have SHG.
You
and
need nothing more.
Crazy to do anything that would anger her. I heard a man say, hey, baby, your name must be Pfizer because you just made my heart stop. So I'm thinking.
Wow. I think it's too soon for that.
What?
It's too soon, Richard.
Too soon for what?
Sometimes jokes is too soon.
He took her home.
Is it all about the timing?
Thing.
It's the timing. Jokes. He had some this morning. Lots of them. Oh, my gosh.
How about we talk to Ernest, who is in Atlanta?
Yeah, let's talk to Ernest.
Ernest from the
Ernest
A-T-L.
Saved us, please.
Ernest saves the show.
Yeah, he does.
What's up, Ernest?
Hey, good morning, Richard. Good morning, Val.
Good morning.
I just want to talk about these squishes. These soft, they give jellyfish a bad name. You know?
Jellyfish have a sting, at least, yeah.
You know, these for all you women squishes out there who identify as women, you need to grow a spine. And for you people who claim that you're men, you need to grow a pair.
Like they're trying to. They're efforting.
Yikes.
You know, I think some of this is more of, you know, I don't know if that is necessarily what is going on over at Google, but psychological safety. It almost feels like some of you really should, and I don't mean this disparagingly, but you might really need to go get some help if you feel like you need psychological safety based on what's happened at your workplace. I don't get this. I don't understand this at all. But this has really reached a ridiculous point.
Well, you know, I remember once my daughter was applying for jobs. And she was like, I can only work during these times and this time and this other thing over here. And, you know, and this, she had all this in her letter that was accompanying her resume that she was sending out. And she said, well, I got a call back from this woman. And they need me to be like there every Tuesday through Friday at these times. And I just can't make it. So apparently she doesn't care about my schedule. And I said,
What else have you got going on?
I said, it doesn't matter. Yeah. What you don't understand, she doesn't care about your schedule. She needs somebody to work during these hours to do these things. Either you're that person or you're not that person. Mm-hmm. Your employer really doesn't give a flip about it. They need what they need.
And that's one example of it. I'll give you another example. And you know, whenever you put out something that you're hiring, this is what I'll give you an example. The news position. Late last year, had to fill some news positions. And one of them was a part-time position. And it was very specific as to when that time was. Well, there was all kinds of people saying, yeah, I can do this, but I can only do it in the morning. And I'm like, no, this is for an afternoon news position. Job. It's very clear.
Yeah.
It said in the position, the outline, what it was we were looking for. Did you have some, you know, background in news or any kind of news experience? 9 times out of 10, they didn't have any news experience, and they could not work those particular hours.
Sure.
I mean, and I'm like, okay, you really want this job, but it doesn't quite fit your schedule.
Social media has created this problem of sort of half paying attention to everything. You've seen the post with the whole, I'm going to be selling apple pies at the corner of Maple and Vine this Saturday from 4 to 8. They're $2 a piece. Anybody who wants to come by, please do.
Mm-hmm.
And, of course, the comments underneath, what kind of pies are you selling? I like those. I can't make it on Saturday. Can you deliver to me? How much are the pies? You're just like, everything that you want to know is in the thing. Just read it. Read it. It's all there. What's wrong with you people?
Oh, yeah.
Speaking of what's wrong with people, got a horrible story out of Kansas. A man, apparently a hunting accident, shot by his dog.
And you're like, what?
Shot
by your dog?
By his own dog.
What kind of dog is this?
Well, they don't know. They say that the dog stepped. Obviously, they have to do this forensically after the fact. They say that the dog stepped on the gun and it went off and it shot and hit this guy and it killed him. We don't have any details other than that, except I do happen to have the phone number of his hunting buddy, a guy named Rod Peterman, who I'm a little curious. We got him on the phone right now, and I'm wondering if maybe Scruffy's not a bad dog. He didn't do this on purpose, did he, Rod?
Yeah. Well, this here dog Scruffy ain't got a bad milk bone in his body. Mm. Now, this was totally an accident.
I thought so.
I'm taking care of Scruffy right now. I'm waiting to see if the DA wants to press any charges on him.
Press charges on a dog.
But he shouldn't. I don't think Scruffy is part of any conspiracy or nothing. He's a good dog.
Yeah.
What is it, Scruffy?
Hi, Scruffy.
Oh, you're hungry, huh? Well, you don't get no dog food till tonight. Them's the rules.
Oh,
what you got in your paw there, boy? Oh, little gun squeak toy.
What?
That ain't no squeak toy.
Uh-oh.
Put that gun down, Scruffy. You shouldn't be pointing no gun, especially without no opposable thumbs.
Uh-oh.
You put...
Oh!
Scruffy. Bad dog.
Oh, no. Rod? Rod, can you hear me? Wait a minute.
Is he opening up a can or something?
Scruffy opening the... That's very bad. Scruffy, can you hear me?
Oh, he even knows how to hang up a phone. Scruffy's impressive
good.
Dog.
Scruffy is extremely well-trained.
Sadly, opens up a can of dog food and knows how to hang up the phone.
He's also a mass murderer.
This is unbelievable. You hear of these stories, these awful hunting stories, and this one.
Yeah.
This guy was 30 years old, and the dog apparently stepped on the gun and it hit him in the back and killed him. That's unbelievable.
But this is one of those moments when I have to say, that's just bad gun safety. You had the gun sitting in the seat of your pickup truck rather than on a gun rack. The safety clearly was not on.
It was loaded
and ready to be fired sitting in your truck. Some of that is on you. Okay, I can't express gun safety enough. It just we lost Terry Kath because he didn't understand that there can sometimes be a round in the chamber even when the clip is out.
Yeah,
same thing that happened to that guy in Tiger King who was like, "It's not even loaded." Bang! You're like, "What are you doing?
How absolutely dumb!
Why would you do that? Treat every gun as if it's loaded all the time. Just ask Alec Baldwin." I stand behind Alec Baldwin, by the way. I want to be clear on this.
You do?
Well, there's a reason for it.
Well, because being in front of him is dangerous. So
right. I don't want to be anywhere near him.
You don't want to do that. You want to try to stay as far away as possible if you can. QC Kinetics would like to help you with your joint pain, knee pain, back pain, whatever it may be. People with chronic joint pain are getting real lasting relief from QC Kinetics. They're the leader in advanced regenerative medication. Two locations right here in Birmingham and Tuscaloosa. And here's the thing. They take unique healing agents from your own body. They concentrate them and target your aching joints, repairing and restoring damaged tissues. So you can move again without surgery, without drugs, without downtime. You don't have to go through the operation. You don't have to take the pills. You don't have to do the steroid thing. You don't have to have any downtime at all. If you call and make the initial consultation, which is free, right now, it's 205-686-1941. 205-686-1941. Call and make that initial consultation to find out if QC Kinetics is right for you. If it's not, They're going to send you on your way and go, sorry, we can't help you. That's not the kind of pain we fix. But if it is, you've just opened up a whole world of possibilities you didn't even know existed for real, lasting relief. QC Kinetics, 205-686-1941, 205-686-1941.
Talk 99.5 at Dixon and Vining, Valerie Vining and Richard Dixon. And you guys, don't forget, 545-9950 is always available to you. You can call us, you can text us, and that's how you can reach the show. And really any of the shows, 13 hours of live and local programming. We're very proud of that and able to bring you breaking news the second that it happens, you know, between 6 a.m. and 7 p.m., you name it. You can reach those shows as well. Everyone available at 545-9950. We got rain on the way. Not today, not tomorrow, not Saturday. Sunday. This is the perfect time to dry out and call Be Dry. Be Dry can fix whatever's going on in your home. If there's water coming into your house, you got to make sure that water stops coming into your house. And they have the fix. They've been in business for over 60 years, and they offer the strongest lifetime warranty in the business. And they stop all five ways water enters your foundation. You don't want water anywhere near your home. So let's get those issues resolved with Be Dry. Or if it's cracking in the foundation of your home, you hear that cracking in the foundation of my home sounds pretty bad. Yeah, well, it can get worse. Be Dry can help you. 205-942-1976. Call the pros at Be Dry today to get it fixed. And again, they've been doing it right for a long time. BeDryAlabama.com is where you can find them online. Just request a free quote. They'll be happy to do that for you. BeDryAlabama.com.
So many people have been upset about this rocket being taken down from the rest stop there in northern Alabama.
Mm-hmm.
They're saying, it just ain't right. You know, it's been there forever, 40 years. But the reality is, it's fallen apart. They've shored it up as best they could. And they said, you know, even the $7 million restoration it would take, no guarantee that that would make it sound and able to stay there.
Mm-hmm.
Wow.
Yeah, $7 million is a lot of money to restore that thing.
But, I mean, worth every penny because it's such a... I don't know. It's iconic, in my opinion.
It is. You talk about the Rocket City. It's there. Yeah. All the history of Huntsville and the Space and Rocket Center everything that's there. It just makes sense that it's there as a landmark.
So you go, well what's going to happen to it? How are we going to handle this? Have we got to take it down or what? The village of New Concord, Ohio, says we would like that rocket. That is the birthplace of John Glenn,
mm-hmm.
and they're saying, you know, we could really use a nice Saturn 1B rocket, part of the Mercury program. I think it would look really cool, and we were like, it's totally unsafe. They're like, it's cool. No one lives here. It's fine.
No one lives here.
We'll take
the
completely unsafe rocket. We'll bring it, set it up, and just it can fall over. Whatever happens, we don't care.
They want it.
They want it. Actually, once it was explained to them, this thing is 22 feet wide. It won't fit under overpasses. But there's no way to transport it. And I don't know whether you know this or not, not a real rocket. Can't actually launch from there. Okay, sorry. And so they said, well, what about the capsule on top? Can we just have the capsule?
Mm-hmm.
Can we work out just the capsule? And they said, it'll cost you. And they said, we think we can come up with the money. So apparently, we're going to cut this rocket into pieces, sell it for scrap.
And sell them the capsule.
And sell them.
Huh?
Do you think that people, like, what are they going to sell this like as, own a piece of the rocket that was on 65 at the rest area?
That's coming next.
I wouldn't be surprised.
Uh-huh.
People will buy almost anything.
They've done that with the turf at football stadiums or the seating at football stadiums.
I've got
stadium.
A piece of the Auburn trees, the glass tumor, classic tumors, corners
you
trees.
You get to tear down this wall. Here's a piece of the wall.
They
made a lot of money on
as
that.
As far as I know, it is. It probably isn't. It's probably just a piece of gravel from someone's driveway.
We all got suckered in. For $5, you can have a piece of the wall. Thank you so much.
Of the wall.
Why am I doing that voice? I don't really know.
Moon rocks. Exact same thing.
Classic moon rock. Yeah, none of the stuff.
Rock.
You're just getting a piece of sheet metal. It's like, trust us, it's from the rocket.
It's the same people that are selling you that star with your name on it. Just don't fall for it, folks.
If that's not the dumbest thing I've ever heard.
I hear that, and I'm like, huh? You what?
If
when
somebody,
did you own the star?
If somebody names a star after you for Valentine's Day, your birthday, Christmas, understand this. They're out of ideas, all right? They're out of ideas. They have nothing else to work with. And who's to say they haven't named that star after 6 or 7 or 10 other people, you know?
Yeah.
You might be one of the people, one of the 217 people that's name is on that star. And nobody cares because no one's going there.
And which one
there.
Is it? Oh, it's that one. No, the one right next to that one.
Right.
That one? No, the
no.
one over there next
really,
to
you
it.
You can't see it without a telescope.
Right.
It's on the other side of the world right now,
even with
a
telescope, it's a little hard to see.
No, this is
dumbest thing. Here, I have some sand.
Star without a map.
I have some sand for you. I'll name you after a few little grains
of sand. Why not? Same basic concept, same basic principle.
But wait, the beach is eroding.
My favorite. I just saw this. Name a cockroach after your ex boy or girlfriend this Valentine's Day.
Why bother with that?
Seriously,
so that you can take it and crush it. You could just be like,
right? That's free, right? Because I'm not paying a dime for that.
Somebody's making money.
They are.
You're dealing with a group of people that once invested in pet rocks,
yes.
Okay?
Hey, those were a big seller, too.
Yeah, we were
and the
idiots.
The chichia head.
Chichia.
And then they started making different people after it. Oh, yeah. Fred Flintstone with a chichia head.
Bob Ross.
All right.
Love
Donald
Bob
Trump.
Ross.
You could get a Donald Trump chichia
it's
head.
It's funny to me that the only time people got upset was when they came out with a Barack Obama one. They're like, hey, that's racist. Really, because we've got them for every other human on the planet.
Or
but
a bobblehead.
Somehow it's racist right. for him.
Turns
gotcha.
Into
a bobblehead. I understand. You put it on your desk.
I love bobbleheads.
When you're
Can
bored,
just...
you just sit there and thwang, 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 thwang. You know,
oh, Richard, I really don't want to know about
now,
what you're doing
you're
at your
bouncing
desk.
Bouncing up and down on the bobblehead. That's all you're doing. What's wrong with your filthy mind?
Seems to be getting worse.
Well, the sound with it, nobody sees what you're doing.
Filthy,
they just hear you.
Disgusting.
Dwing, dwing.
Get your mind out of the gutter. What's wrong with you?
I'm like, Richard,
I would
there's
like
children
another,
listening to this show.
I would care. I want another partner, please.
We don't do dwing, dwing, dwing around here. We're in a workplace. You're not working from home anymore, Buster.
I wish I were, though. Many a day, I wish I were. You know how long my commute to work would be? However long it takes me to walk up the stairs.
Oh,
that's it.
Gracious. Those were the days,
little,
right?
Oh,
I don't know about those days because I didn't have any of them. I was always here. I still say that. People go, oh, wasn't that great? And I was like, I don't know what you're talking about. I came into work every day.
Trust
all
me,
the way through the pandemic.
It was great.
It was.
Also great, Aqua Systems water. It takes the hardness out, which is what's keeping your soap from really sudsing to the degree it should and cleaning the way it should. Takes the chemicals out, the chlorine, which is drying out your skin and beating your clothes up. Takes out all the other chemicals, too. That's what Aqua Systems Water does. And you can call them at 383-3999 to get a free water test. A no-commission salesperson will come by, test your water, show you the difference between what you have and what Aqua Systems has. And since they're no commission, they then leave you alone to make your own decision. You have to call back and go, you know what, that thing you showed me, I want that. They'll make an appointment, come by, take great care of you. I've got Aqua Systems water. I think everyone should. 383-3999. IWantGreatWater.com.
Mike Carruthers shares little pieces of intel and interviews you can use to improve your life on the Something You Should Know podcast.
The next time you're looking for a job and have to write a cover letter, here's some advice from Skip Freeman, author of a book called Headhunter's Hiring Secrets. Add a P.S. to the bottom of that cover letter. That can actually increase the chances of that letter being read by up to 75%. Some people actually glance down and read the P.S. first.
Something You Should Know. Search on YouTube or wherever you listen.
When you have sports mixed with your pop culture, along with humor and celebrity interviews, your earbuds are enjoying the Rich Eisen Show.
Kevin Millar, we're all paying rent in Ohtani's world, right?
And the Dodgers world. Game is healthy. Game is good. And, you know, I get asked a lot, is that good for baseball? Yeah, it's good for baseball. This is definitely the team to beat because that should be your next correction, Richie, is this World Series a bust for the Dodgers and Dave Roberts?
Hell yeah.
Search for the Rich Eisen Show on YouTube or wherever you listen. Mike Carruthers shares little pieces of intel and interviews you can use to improve your life on the Something You Should Know podcast.
The next time you're looking for a job and have to write a cover letter, here's some advice from Skip Freeman, author of a book called Headhunter's Hiring Secrets. Add a P.S. to the bottom of that cover letter. That can actually increase the chances of that letter being read by up to 75%. Some people actually glance down and read the P.S. first.
Something You Should Know. Search on YouTube or wherever you listen.
The Rolling Stone Music Now podcast gets inside the biggest stories with Rolling Stone senior writer Brian Hyatt.
Now here is my conversation with Jacob Knoll. Your story is an amazing one, and obviously you lost your dad when you're only 1 year old.
It was definitely a screwy way to grow up. I think that a lot of people never heard of who I am, and then they see me join this band, and they must think this kid must have just handed everything, or nepotism kid. It's a gift that I have an opportunity to sing in such a big band like my father and my uncle's band, Sublime.
Rolling Stone Music Now, wherever you listen.